You're Going Beyond, a podcast for established and aspiring independent spa professionals and mind-body practitioners with Darlene Richardson of Embodied by Excel Spascapes and Candace Holyfield of Six Figure Spa Chick. I want to welcome everybody to Beyond, a podcast for independent spa professionals and mind-body practitioners. I am Darlene Richardson with Embodied by Excel Spascapes here with
Candace Holyfield, the Six Figure Spa Chick.
Good deal. And we are here to provide you with resources and tools to help you build and expand and operate a successful independent professional practice. Today's episode is episode 3. We will be talking about having a niche. And or a specialty when it comes to providing the services and products that you provide as a professional. So, any thoughts?
Oh, so many. I just want to make sure everyone knows if you have a new because your audience is so
okay. Repeat that part again. If you have a what?
I say if you do have a niche, it's so much easier for you to find your target audience.
Okay.
If you got a biz and you're saying, you know, everyone is my target audience, that's not the way to do it. Like, I feel like everybody needs to have a niche and know exactly who your target audience is so you can make money and so you can focus solely on, you know, that person.
Yeah, and that's really important. I think that's something we get away from, especially those when we first get out of school or, you know, our training or what have you, and we want to dive right into practicing. And it's kind of like we just go off of what we just learned instead of really thinking about how we can develop an independent business and really hone in on a particular market so that we can specialize our services to them and, you know, make loyal customers or loyal clients. So I was surfing the internet just a little while ago. I think I was probably looking at something on YouTube, and a commercial came up for St. Jude. I think this was for like the St. Jude walk run or something like this. And at the end, you know, of course, everybody knows that St. Jude is a hospital for children, but their marketing message was something to the effect of let's cure or end all childhood cancer. And so that in their marketing message, they're able to portray what their niche is. Their niche is working or saving children who have cancer.
Right.
So that's just to give an example of what we mean when we talk about, you know, niches and that kind of thing. So,
and that's just like how I'm doing spa coaching. So my niche is a massage therapist, a lash tech, an esthetician, a nail tech. So I'm solely providing a service for a spa professional or somebody in the beauty industry or someone who works in the beauty bar. I could do coaching and say, you know, I can coach anybody, but that's not my area of expertise. I have been successful because I've owned a day spa, I've been around therapists, I've been around nail tech. So that's my area of expertise. So that's my niche as far as my spa coaching. As far as my massage business, my niche is spa parties and deep tissue. And the reason why that's my niche is because those are two things that I do great. So if you're looking for your niche, just say if you are fresh out of school, whatever it may be, whatever you're the most comfortable doing, whatever you're passionate about, kind of that's the way to find your niche. Like some people don't know how to find their niche. And it took me years to even get into a massage. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is my niche. You know, I've spent thousands of dollars, you know, going to University of Memphis, getting a business degree, doing medical assistant. I did so many things. I never was passionate about any of those things. So they wasn't necessarily my niche. And maybe that's why I didn't make any money. I don't know. But, and massage is something I just really got into just because I was tired of, you know, working a restaurant job. So I just immediately started out doing spa parties just because I am a people person. You know, I have this huge personality. So that's my niche, spa parties. And then I learned, if you are a massage therapist, if you know how to do deep tissue, you know how to go in there and find those trigger points, you will make money. So that necessarily wasn't my niche in the beginning, but I knew I needed to make money to take care of my children. So I had to learn how to do deep tissue. Yeah. And so now I do it so easily. But in the beginning, it was a struggle for me. You know, I was tired. My hands were hurting. My back was hurting. But now I could do a couple of massages with other therapists. And they think, Ken, it's like you're barely over there working. Mm-hmm. Because I have mastered on how to do a deep tissue massage without basically killing myself. So those two are my niche area. So I would tell people, if you're trying to find your niche, if you're into something new, a new career, and you don't really know what your niche is yet, find out the things that actually make you money, and try to find out something that you actually do like doing. So some people might, you know, want to do Swedish massage. So your niche might be working with the elderly people or with children, because they don't need deep tissue work.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, and we don't have to get all, you know, bogged down or tied up into, like, actual terms, but it's good to have a good understanding of what things are that you want to be mindful of when you build your practice, because, like I'm thinking about a niche, and I think when I think about a niche, I think about more like your target market or your mm-hmm. ideal client. And then, you know, that kind of, your target market dictates, like you said, your specialty, what you specialize in. So you might specialize in the beauty bars and the spa parties and that kind of thing. I personally specialize in stress management and relaxation, primarily because, you know, it's something I hold dear to my heart. I really feel like, you know, in my personal philosophy and the values that I hold in my life, that it's basically centered around being happy and just kind of going with the flow and going, you know, with the way things kind of go and not being bogged down by, like, really fighting against things that are not supposed to be. So I want to help other people. You know, I've had a client on the table. I think I might have mentioned this before on a different podcast. Oh, no, I was just talking to a friend. But, you know, and she actually asked me, Darlene, you know, how are you able to just let things go? You know, how do you keep things from bothering you so much? And I'm thinking, I didn't know she even knew me on that personal level. I guess it's just the kind of air about myself that I kind of exuded. And I'm like, okay, you act like you know me. Okay. You all up in my personal business. Okay, no. But then, too, you know, that's what I specialize in. I think she probably picked up on that, and I was able to share with her my philosophy and things, tools and things that I do to help manage and cope with stress and things that might come about so that I can lead a healthier, happier life. And so that's, I kind of naturally or organically found my specialty or my niche. My niche is primarily those individuals who are ready to make positive change in their life, like they're really thirsty to put themselves first. Because I know a lot of times, you know, my clients, their to-do list is very long, and, you know, they put themselves way down on the bottom of the list, and then they get all worn out and tired, and then they call me, like, frantic and, oh, I need you right now, you know. And I'm like, let's help develop a lifestyle to where you don't have to, you know, wait till the last minute till things are really bad and you're not in any shape to help anybody do anything before you call me. So,
and you know what? That's so great that you just keyed it out, because I never even looked at it like that, you know, to say, you know, help people. And I'm the type of person, I would wait till the last minute that I don't have any fuel left to say, oh my gosh, I need a massage, or let me call my spiritual coach because I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. So your niche will be the perfect, you will be the perfect person for me, because I'm the type of person. And that's another thing, like you said, your energy, and like you said, she maybe just picked it up from you. And to be honest, you are that way. Like, your energy just naturally flows, and you're like this free spirit. And so that comes off easily, really, from someone just really first meeting you. And I'm a much more aggressive person, so I probably don't come off as a free spirit. I don't know how my spirit comes off to people, but it doesn't come off how yours come off. So, and that's another way to look at niche. That's great, because I never really would have looked at it, you know, from that point of view.
Yeah, and that sets you apart from your so-called competition. You know, that makes you different. That gives you a unique selling proposition. You know, to put you in a different field or a different lane from somebody else, especially when somebody is just Googling, you know, massage therapy or spa parties, and they get a whole list, you know, what's going to make you different? You know, if you niche it out, or, you know, really show your specialty, then it'll help people make the decision, and you'll end up getting your ideal clients. You won't get people through the door who you don't feel confident in being able to help them with whatever problems they might have. So,
and that's true as well. And also, I want to make sure everyone knows, sometimes you are going to get some people who their energy doesn't work with yours. Like, every single person that I took, sometimes we don't have the chemistry in our, you know, we don't line up together. So that's not my ideal client. You know, when I get people who dirt cheap and they don't want to pay this and they don't want to tip, you know, that's not my ideal client. So, yeah, I may do them one time, but I don't try to resell to them after or anything like that. I thank them for coming in, and I let them be. So sometimes, even we have a niche and we are looking for our target client, sometimes we're going to run into people who are totally opposite of what we're looking for. And so I just want to make sure everybody know that that may happen sometime in your practice. So, you know, when you meet someone and you know for a fact, hey, this is not my target client, this is not who I'm looking for, thank them for coming in, and you move on to the next person until you find your target client. Because trust me, I just want everybody to know that they are out there. People are in this world ready to pay you for whatever it is that you do, and they will pay the price. You know, that you charge, we just have to find that person.
Yeah, and that's like a topic for another day, you know, really realizing your value and
yes,
not
so
compromising
it's,
it. Yeah.
It's so important.
You say what?
I think it's so important.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, people, again, might be thinking, you know, why should I have a niche or a micro niche, which is a specialty? And it's primarily just to keep you focused in your business. And it helps you from getting bogged down with, like, trying to do everything, you know, or, you know, you could be that one-stop shop, but you still want to have something that you specialize in, something that you get, you putting your energy towards as far as trainings and what have you, you know, it's setting you up as an expert in whatever niche or specialty that is, and you're just not kind of just blindly going as far as when you want to give money and put money into your business as far as marketing is concerned. So if you specialize in working with firefighters, you know, you're going to put your money into resources and advertising that those firefighters are going to see, you know.
And you know what? And it's great that you said that, because just say if somebody was, you know, wanting to work with firefighters, I'm telling you guys, you could just go up to the fire station and say, hey, I'm so-and-so. I want to come in and offer you guys some massages, just like when you did your podcast with Sam. You know, he said his biggest contract, he went in there and offered that service to them for free and took tips. And now that's one of his biggest contracts, you know, that he has. So you can go to, just like the same thing I did with the Hillary Clinton campaign. I just went in and said, hey, I want to offer you guys some complimentary massages and accept tips. And those people were so nice. They welcomed me and were open arms. I'm talking about, gave me a tour of the whole place. Everybody was so nice. So it's not all about the dollar every single time. So if you're neat, if you do want to work with firefighters or you want to do something, go to the fire station and offer them some complimentary massages and make tips. So that way you're still leaving with something. And not only that, you can say, hey, I did massages over at fire station number 44. Like, that's something for you to be able to put in your portfolio. That's something for you to be able to put on your website. You know, you can take pictures when you go. And so that's really giving you a receipt and giving you credibility for whatever it is that you're saying you want to specialize in or whatever it is that you're doing.
Exactly. And you're good at what you do, so the people that you work with are going to share what you've done for them with other people. So you go to that fire station, you work with that group of firemen, of fire personnel, to be politically correct. But anyways, and then they'll tell the next one, firehouse. And then they'll tell the next firehouse. And it kind of just kind of goes like wildfire that way. And I've worked with the work that I've done in the school system with the teachers. It kind of works that way. You know, they'll be at some kind of, you know, professional development or meeting, and they'll be telling the next teacher, you know, oh, at our school, we get chair massages, you know. And they'll be like, oh, why y'all get that and we don't get that? I want that, you know. So it can kind of build that way.
And then also, you know, they do Teacher Appreciation Week. So whatever your niche may be, reach out to who your target client is. Reach out to, I mean, if it's a group or a school or firefighters, or, you know, if it's a hair salon or a bank, you know, whatever it may be, reach out to the type of people you want to work with. Whether you're going there or sending someone an email, reach out to that group of people. And if it's one group of people, it's 10 more. You know, mm-hmm. so if one person tell you no, you go to the next person on your list. If you get one firehouse, you go to the next firehouse and say, hey, I worked at firehouse number 44. I want to know if we can come do that. And that's what's going to make people say yes. When they see you've already done something like that, they don't have to know that you did it for free and you only accept tips or however you went about securing the contract. But that's what's going to be able to open you up more to your target audience. When they can see that you've already done that before, it's going to make the other people more willing to say, oh, yes, we would love to have you. Please come. So that's very important. Find your niche and reach out to those people and take your pictures and stuff and make your portfolio. So when you go to these businesses, you can show them that you have receipts for what you are trying to do.
Yeah. And even for those people who might be struggling to find their niche, if it doesn't naturally, well, it will naturally and organically come. But if you want to be more proactive and, you know, because it could take time, you can do like one of those, I think they call it 360 or 180, I don't know, feedback type of situations where you ask people, you know, what do you feel like I'm good at? You know, why do you continue to come to me for this service? What is it that you're getting from this service? And you can kind of tell from that, or you can just look at your client list and see, you know, what professions these people are in, or, you know, what do these people spend their time doing? You know, if you work mostly with people who ride bikes, you know, or something like that, you might just see a trend that just automatically happens. And then, you know, if nothing else, you can definitely do research and kind of see if you have a big enough pool of people for your particular niche in your area, especially if you're a service-oriented business and you need to actually be in the locale or the location of your client. So, yeah.
And then I did want to add, you know, technology is always changing. So now, you know, this we're living in this 21st century where a lot of people are getting surgery, you know, butt lifts, tummy tucks, lymphatic drainage. Like, it used to be a low-scale thing, but now I'm telling you, since I've just been in Atlanta alone, so many people are like, Kendra, do you do lymphatic? And I'm actually certified in it, and I've maybe worked with three or four people who actually have had surgery, but I'm not comfortable enough to tell the people, let me help you, because they're just getting their surgery. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, and I am going to take a new class just on, you know, the lymphatic and the post-op, so I could, you know, just be more comfortable and make sure I know what I'm doing. But if you can't find your niche, you don't know what it is, there's so many options. I mean, sciatic nerve is a huge problem that so many people have. TMJ, which I'm certified in both of these. I'm the lymphatic drainage. I'm talking about deep tissue. Spa parties, you know, Darlene does yoga and, like she said, balancing. It's so many different niches out there that you may don't even know about that could be your niche, but you just don't know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And then once you determine what your niche is, tell other people. Tell other therapists or people in related fields, because, for example, me, I don't do well with clients who are very, very sick or very, you know, have some real serious issues going on. So I'll refer them to a chiropractor that's a part of my database. Or, you know, if somebody really wants deep tissue and they feel like they won't get their money's worth unless they leave my studio hurting, then I, you know, refer them to Tanya or Rhonda or somebody else, you know, that I know specializes in that type of work, you know. So, yeah, and that can help grow your business as well. And if nothing else, having a niche will help you to determine and more solidify what your business vision or your business mission is, which I think is important in building your business.
Definitely.
And when you get the chance to, you know, when you start marketing and really putting your face out there, you want to attach it to something. So I think this is a good time to invite all the listeners to take advantage of a 28-day mind-body business envisioning challenge that I have going on, ongoing. You can visit www.embodyshop.info to find out more information about this. You can just sign up really quickly, and then you'll get a series of 28 emails, one email a day, that gives you insights and information on how you can develop your business mission and vision. So, again, you can go to embodyshop.info to get more information on the 28-day mind body business envisioning challenge.
And make sure you guys sign. This lady is so amazing. Like we just stated, her energy, I mean, it comes across just so transparent, so sweet, and she just has a beautiful spirit. And me, on the other hand, I mean, I have a beautiful spirit, too.
Of course. But are you talking about me earlier? I mean, just now?
Yes. I'm talking about
thank you, lady.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And she's just so easygoing. And like she said, she really lives a stress-free life. And me, on the other hand, like, my life is stressful and in chaos all the time. So I'm going to definitely do the 28-day challenge. Also, I want to invite you guys to join my Spa Boss Tribe on Instagram, the Six Figure Spa Chick page. You can just text the word owner to 31996. We have a free spa call every single month, free Periscope, free business tips I share. The group is consisted of massage therapists, estheticians, LASIKs all across the United States. We are constantly growing at a rapid number. I'm so thankful. So I would love for you guys to join that as well. So we do have free tools available for you all to help you with your business, because we do want you to win. We do want you to grow. We want you to be successful. So definitely sign up for both of those free classes that are available. And we do have other programs that are paid. And you can get with either one of us about those. So mm-hmm. we have some great, you know, information, and we're willing to share it with you guys. So share this podcast with, you know, any therapists, salon professionals, wellness professionals, holistic practitioners that you know, because we really want this movement to grow. We really want it to take off. And in my mind, I already can see this being a great thing. So we would love for you guys to embark with us on this journey, because it's going to be wonderful. We're all going to benefit from it, and it's just a beautiful thing. So please share this movement, the Six Figure Spa Chick, and also the 28-Day Mind Body Challenge.
Yeah, and I want to thank all the listeners for your time and energy. I know it takes a little bit to listen to this, but it is my full hope and expectation always that you all are able to get insightful information that you can use, like practical applications that you can put into practice like right now to benefit you and your business, not only your business, but your lifestyle, so, or your life.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure you guys know we're not, and I say this all the time, we're not on here rambling just to be rambling. We want to give you guys this information. We need you guys to implement it. If you just come out here and listen, and you know, you don't try to find your niche, you don't try to reach out to your target audience, you know, you're going to still turn around and look back months from now and be in the same place. So the advice we're giving you guys, we would love for you to take it, because we know these strategies work. We have done them ourselves. Mm-hmm. We do have coaching programs. Other people have done them. So we know that these strategies work. So it's more than just, you know, listen to this podcast. It's more than just you know, open up your email for the 28-day challenge. It's more than just joining the Spa Boss Tribe and, you know, getting on the spa call. Like, you really need to put a plan together and implement these strategies so you can be successful in your spa or your wellness business.
Yeah. Good deal. Any closing, anything else to close?
Girl, I think I said enough this go round. I'll save it for next time.
All right. Well, until next time, go forth and conquer, and peace.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you so much, Darlene.
All right. You're welcome, Candace. Thank you.